Hello, and welcome to Why is Harriet Crying? With me, Sunil Patel. And?
That's when you want me to speak, introduce myself. Can't be bothered to introduce me as well.
Well,
fine. And me, Harriet. Well, now you just spoke over me when I said it.
Well, you brought that upon yourself, didn't you?
Okay, Harriet Kemsley.
Didn't have to be difficult.
You're still talking. I'm just trying to say my name. I'm not trying to be difficult. I just am difficult. It's very difficult.
They're is that a motivational things. Quote?
Yeah. I'm just going to put that in my self-help
posters
book.
Made of that, yeah. Yeah.
Picture of Marilyn Monroe with my face on it.
And Harriet Kemsley.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Should have done it properly. We haven't done this for a bit, have we?
No, we had to cancel because I was very ill. It was all planned, and then I'm so sorry I had to cancel last minute because I was so
fine.
I was so ill and
fine.
Yeah. So I can only apologise.
No, you have already. It's
if
fine.
If you're ill, you're ill.
Yeah.
I still have a sinus infection, but I'm on antibiotics now, and hopefully it will clear up in time.
The thing is, you kept saying you were really ill, but whenever I spoke to you on the phone, you sounded just absolutely great.
Well, that's because I'm putting on a brave face, because I don't like...
Brave voice.
A brave voice. That's because I'm putting on a brave voice, because I don't want people to know, because I feel I have to pretend that I'm well.
You mustn't show weakness.
You can never show weakness, which is very hard because I am very weak. So it's constantly trying to pretend that everything's fine, and it's an absolute disaster, and I come home and Bobby just has to deal with all sorts of crap.
Dear, oh dear. Yeah. Well, you ill is terrible.
Yeah.
To deal with for anyone.
Yeah, it's really...
For someone incredibly unsympathetic to other people's illnesses, you are very...
What?
Bobby broke his arm and you're a real dick about it.
Yeah. That is true, Yeah, that is true.
Yeah.
What do you think that is, if you lack empathy?
Sociopath, psychopath.
Psychopath?
Mm.
Okay. What if you're very empathetic towards yourself, so I do have empathy?
Narcissist.
Psychopathic. Narcissist.
Yeah.
Great, well, I'm glad we...
Slash comedian.
Yeah.
So
slash funny sometimes. Yeah.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Sold.
Yeah.
Sold.
You've been ill though.
I haven't been ill. I've just had a minor operation.
A severe operation.
Minor operation on my face.
Operation on your face.
Can
operation.
You see the scar?
Yeah, I can.
Can you?
Yeah.
Are you joking?
No.
Because I was going to get some of that oil that pregnant women use.
Bio oil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then I quite like the idea of a scar on my face.
Just massage it into the... The thing is, Sunil, no offence, but it's not an impressive scar.
Why?
If you have a scar, then sometimes like it can be like, oh, why have you got a
this
scar?
This one just
on
looks like
face?
An acne scar, doesn't it?
Yeah, just like you had a big spot and you popped it. You want to keep that, do you?
Yeah.
Keep the ladies
no, I'll
wondering.
Get some bio oil.
Just like, but it's so...
Seems
it's
a bit
so
vain,
small,
doesn't
yeah,
it?
Just to
and you can't see
it
anyway because it's under my...
Thing.
I basically had a mole removed. And the surgeon did a very good job.
Yeah.
Considering the tiny sort of wound there is there. You see it?
Yeah, I can see it. It's red. It's a little bit red.
Yeah, the redness goes down after a few days. Yeah. So, I don't really know what to say about it. It was really straightforward. They flicked it about in their hands for a bit to show me it.
What, is that juggled it?
They said, do you want to have a look at your mate? And I said, yeah, all right. And then the nurse just like flicked it around in the palm of her hand. So there it is.
Oh, that's horrible.
And then I said, what are you going to do with that? Send it to the lab. And she went, nah, just chuck it in a bin.
You were really talking it up. Like, the mole has to be destroyed.
I know, yeah.
Like,
well, they
got
will
to
destroy
it.
It
for the sake of the planet or something. Like,
the
mole was, going to do something terrible.
Well, when it came off my face and I left and I went outside... Beast from the East came in.
It literally started. I knew it because as soon as it started, I was like, Sunil is so going to think that he's responsible for the Beast from the East because his mole was removed on the same
you
day.
You texted me and said, are you sure it's not responsible for the Beast from the East?
Yeah, because no, I didn't say that. I said, I'm sure you think that because I knew that's what you'd think because you think you're better than you are.
Got my mole off, treated myself to an Uber home.
That's good because
for being very
you
brave.
To drive you home.
Just for being very brave, actually. Three stitches to the face, not a big deal.
Three stitches,
yeah,
quite close to the eye though.
Very close to the eye,
yeah.
So worries amongst the medical staff there that I might have a black eye for the week.
But didn't they?
No such.
Yeah. You really I think you've really bigged this mole up a lot, actually.
You've been banging on about your cold that you've had for 3 weeks.
Sinus infection.
Yeah, cold.
But yeah, I don't know. You know, like it does seem like something's missing.
Does my face look different?
Yeah.
Why? Because you couldn't see the mole before anyway, because it was under my, like,
I think
glasses.
It's because your eyes were drawn to the mole, and then now your you've kind of... eyes were drawn to the mole.
Not one's
and
eyes.
And now I have to take in the face. It's kind of, yeah, it's a bit much, you know?
I can draw the mole back on. Now, the good thing is I've now got the option.
Yeah, that's nice. You can go with mole or without mole.
Yeah.
Maybe you can get sticky moles.
Well, you used to be able to. Moles used to be like a fashion statement.
What?
Yeah. You know, when men were wearing wigs and stuff in the 17th century.
Yeah, but I think that
beauty
was...
spots.
I don't think it was like a proper mole. I don't think anyone's ever been like...
No, it wasn't like mole they stuck on their face. It was just... It was supposed to be a beauty spot. I've still got another mole there.
You are beautiful. Yeah, thank the you. Other one's catching up now.
No, the other one's fine. It's not getting bigger.
Do you... I worried, though, after it happened, that you would be worried that you might have lost some of your
personality. I thought I'd lost some... And then I'm probably a better person after it, I think.
Why? What? Given one example.
Just everything's just gone really well since I've had the mole.
Everything's gone really well since your mole. Every gig it was I've holding had, you back, if anything.
Every gig I've had since then has been an absolute delight.
Well, they can finally laugh and stop staring at the mole. You know, they can finally...
Finally, also, getting rid of it means that I don't have you damaging my self-esteem.
Oh, got to find something else now.
Yeah. What is you gonna? What else are you going to talk about?
Maybe the new haircut.
What's wrong with my new haircut?
It's quite small.
It's a small haircut.
It does.
It's
yeah,
short. It's, I asked him to go yeah. shorter, but this is as short as he goes.
The thing is, it's quite short on the sides.
Yeah.
And you have much more hair around your beard. And so once again, it's very confusing.
I look like a peanut.
You look a little bit like a peanut. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't really know what to do with my hair. What do you do with hair? It's quite hard to know how to get your hair cut.
Someone write in if you know what to do. That doesn't help. You've just rubbed your hands through it, and that is not helping anything.
Well, there's too much. It's too high up now.
It's sticking straight up. So and there's nothing at the sides. Yeah, I'm not sure about that, to be honest.
Yeah, well, it's staying because I can't see myself.
You can't see. Yeah, you don't know. There's
so I don't need to deal with it.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe you need to go and see like an image consultant or something.
Is that a thing?
Get someone to kind of help you. This, well, I haven't watched it, but very popular Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
Yeah, I suppose I could get them lads.
Did the way I say that didn't sound right. Like,
it doesn't sound right.
Does
when
it? I say it, like it's
Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
It doesn't sound right. Yeah. People just say Queer Eye, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounded really lame, didn't it? I think you need a queer eye.
Do I?
You've already got one.
I think they probably have a look and go, "You're doing very well."
They'll say you're doing very well.
You're doing very well.
Just carry on as you are.
Carry on as you are.
Yeah. If anything, make yourself more accessible.
Or also moisturise a bit, maybe they might say.
Oh.
I don't think I moisturise enough.
How often do you moisturise?
Never.
You never moisturise?
No.
Really? Really?
Yep.
Men just don't moisturise. It's really... That's a big generality. Is that a word?
No.
A big specificity.
Gen...
What's the word? A big specificality.
Very far away for the words. Okay.
What is the word that I'm looking for?
Generalization.
A big generalization.
That's it.
Thank you. A big generalization about men that moisturize. But I think...
Well, on the whole, no.
On the whole, could have just said on the whole. I think on the whole, men don't moisturize very much. Bobby never moisturizes.
No. What's this epidemic of dryness we're having? It's not happening, is it?
Everyone's fine. But maybe it's a trap, the moisture trap. I moisturize regularly.
You drink a bit of water, don't you?
I drink a lot of water.
For your tears?
For my tears, yeah. Got to rehydrate for those tear characters. Yeah, Bobby's not here today. He wanted everyone to know that we had to change when we were filming, because I was so dreadfully ill. We had to change when we were recording. And so Bobby's not here, and he says he's not in the other room. He's not just sat there silently.
No, he's not.
He's not in the house. Yeah. And he feels like he's the third host.
Yeah.
Do you think that?
Elliot's right here.
Elliot's right here. Elliot's the third host. That was offensive that Bobby said that, wasn't it?
What are you noting down there, Elliot?
Oh. Just making sure you're talking about everything you're meant to be talking about.
Very good production.
Very good production.
How's,
thank you, Elliot.
How's your podcast with Sean McLaughlin
going? You have to give him a microphone if you're going to talk to him.
No, I don't.
Put a microphone. You're really undermining him.
He's not looking me in the eye. There he is. There he is now.
When do you find out if you win the award?
The 19th week
today. The 19th week today.
We'll find out if Elliot is an award-winning podcaster.
Do you think we might win?
We're not in it.
That could be
nominated.
A surprise win. Do you think?
A win for us is a win for you as well.
I don't know about that, actually.
A win for them is a win for all of podcasting.
Yeah, actually it is. The real underdogs. You know, the people no one betted on those mangy dogs. somehow.
Very much the dog that wanted to give up the race but wasn't allowed yeah. to.
They tried to put the dog down.
They tried to give it a
prize. Yeah. But somehow the dog came through.
Do listen to Heal Your Wounds podcast if you can.
Yeah, it's back now. Although Sean's fucked off to Hawaii, hasn't he? Mm. Very unusual to imagine Sean in Hawaii.
Very unusual, isn't it? Yeah. Former guest, Sean McLaughlin, you might recognise. He was our first guest, wasn't he?
He was our first guest, yeah.
So he's in Hawaii now, wearing almost entirely black.
What?
He just wears black clothes.
Yeah, he does actually, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Which isn't good because he's quite dirty. And so you think black's going to hide things, but actually the stains show up more.
Shout out to Sean McLaughlin.
Shout out to Sean. He's
quite dirty. Quite a dirty man.
Very dirty boy.
What a grubby man he is.
Quite a grubby man, and yeah.
So have
hope
been,
you win. Good luck.
have you been crying about your bloody weakness, illness?
Well, it's
we had
been
a chat
a
about
lot.
Weakness, didn't we?
What?
We had a chat about hiding your weaknesses.
How I should hide them better?
No, I told you I hide my asthma inhaler because I don't want people to know I'm weak.
Really? When did
I was
we
joking.
Chat?
I don't have an asthma inhaler.
You did tell me that.
I did, but I don't have asthma anymore. But yeah.
You're not hiding it if you don't have it.
Good point. Can we edit that bit out? I don't want people to know.
You don't want people to know that you had asthma.
No,
I think it's good. I think that sometimes you can feel so cold. I think it's good that you give a bit of personality.
You do get a tight chest in the cold.
If you have asthma,
yeah.
you do.
Yeah,
do you?
It doesn't work. Yeah.
Really?
So
you
have
struggle
you been,
for breath sometimes. Do you?
When it's really cold, when the Beast from the East was here, it was quite a struggle to walk up hills.
Really?
Have you been out?
I haven't been out much. Look, it's not been easy for me.
Have you actually been laid up in bed or just like moping around here feeling sorry for yourself?
Sometimes you can't stop working. Some people have to keep work. I've been still working. I was in Kent for my sister's birthday when I came
down
with
it. That's not work.
Oh, right, okay, yeah. I haven't drunk alcohol in 2 weeks.
Yep. That's good for you.
Well, my body's, maybe that's why I'm sick. So I came down with it in Kent, and then I had to drive. I was lying on the stairs and I was like, I don't know how I'm going to get home, but I have to drive back to London.
Yeah.
And we left and I started driving and everyone was very concerned.
Who's everyone?
And Bobby, because he was in the car.
Yeah, yeah.
So he was concerned about the safety of it because I was falling asleep while I was driving at 2 p.m. and the Beast from the East was raging around us. And he had asked me a question and I'd respond going, oh,
why were you slurring your speech?
And because I just was out of it. I was so tired. It was a disaster. Mm. We had to drive and then he was like, this isn't safe. And he got a bit angry, which isn't the way to respond when someone's sick, but maybe is when it's unsafe.
Yeah.
And so we pulled into... We had to pull in near Rochester. He had to trudge through the snow to try and find learner's plates to stick on the car.
At the petrol station.
We went to Halfords. It wasn't in Halfords.
Oh.
So he had to walk through the snow and get learner's plates and he put them on. And then we had to drive back. And because we looked it up and he said you could drive on an A road. But this road had 4 lanes on each side, so 8 lanes.
What kind of road is it?
What kind of road is that?
It's crazy.
You think it's a motorway, but it said A in front.
It's an A road then.
It's an A road, but then why does it have so many lanes? And they were speeding past lorries and things. And,
yeah.
But he was saying, don't worry, I'm Canadian. Everyone else is afraid, but I know how to deal with this.
In Canada, they all have they're all prepared. They have snow tires.
They have snow. That's what he didn't really realise. And also he'd veer a lot to the side. You know, when it veers and then you hear like a...
Yeah. When you first start driving after a long time, you forget that you need to keep steering.
Do you?
Well, on a motorway, yeah, because they have a camber.
Excuse me?
They have a camber.
Well, I don't know what that is.
Well, it's tilted slightly towards the left, so that if you do fall asleep at the wheel, it steers you in one direction.
That's absolutely not true. If I was asleep, the road would not guide me home.
No, it wouldn't guide you home, but it would guide you to the side off the road rather than into the middle against oncoming
traffic. Really?
Yeah.
So what, I'll be in danger, but everyone else will be fine?
Well, yeah, you're the one causing the fucking danger.
I'm asleep. I'm not doing anything.
You're doing quite a lot by doing nothing.
Anyway, I was so sick, but then Bobby was such a hero.
Yeah.
That it actually worked quite well because now he started to like, he's got his confidence, so he's driving everywhere we go. Because I was sick, I haven't been able to drive. He's been driving.
Why are you whispering? He's not here.
No, I know, but in case he's listening. But then he'll still hear me, won't he? But then maybe he'll be like, what's that? Anyway.
An insight into Harriet Kemsley's mind there. She's playing a different level of chess to anyone here. Okay, yeah.
And so we had
Oh, so Bobby's driving now?
Bobby's driving. I have to be in the car.
An upshot of your illness.
Absolutely. There are positives to terrible experiences.
This is the kind of tactic you use on other people, though.
Sometimes I don't even know I'm doing it.
You incapacitate yourself so other people have to do things.
Have to look after you. It's kind of been nice, actually. I had a package to pick up from the post office.
Yeah.
So we had to take me there. It was very nice. But then, unfortunately, we got there and I'd picked the wrong post office. So then we had to go home. But then we found the right post office when we came back again.
Yeah.
But then I forgot my ID. So then he had to drive back again, and then we had to drive back again. But then there was very bad traffic because it was the rush hour. So he did 3 trips to the post office, which probably took a total of about 2 hours, it's very close. And he was very patient through it all.
Is this the Balham sorting office?
No, there's one in Tolls Hill, and then the other one's down why do you know it?
Yeah, I used to live around there, didn't I? What were you picking up? Was it good? Interesting.
No, I ordered a couple of dresses, but they weren't right.
Okay. Someone told me a really boring story the other day and I didn't know what to say to it.
Great. No, go on.
It was our friend Nick Ellery, fellow comic Ellery. And he said to me... there's a new Sainsbury's open near my house. So I went in there and bought some stuff. And that was the end of the story. And
that
I
was
didn't,
the whole story.
That was the whole story. And I didn't know what to say to that.
Of course.
So I just said, like what was that? And he went, oh, yeah, shouldn't have said that.
Hey, do you know what he bought?
No, I don't care.
Yeah.
He didn't have a story. There was no story there.
The thing is with Sainsbury's,
what are you supposed to do?
We've got an M&S that's open near us.
And that's quite interesting. That's kind of interesting.
Like, M&S food hall has come
Lovely
to Streatham.
Stuff. Yeah.
You know, but Sainsbury's, you're like, come on, Nick.
Come on, Nick, pull yourself together. And like, I just bought some stuff.
I think you
Absolute
should
madness.
Just don't answer his calls for a while. He's got to learn.
It felt like I was in a, it was like one of those, like it was a code word for something. I was like, what? So I was confused for a bit, but.
Yeah, maybe what he got from Sainsbury's is what he's embarrassed about. Maybe he
oh,
had
maybe
to
he
go
wanted to, talk
to
about
Sainsbury's
something.
And
okay.
he had to get
right.
something that
right.
he actually you should have actually
thrush
probed
medication
further.
Or something.
Thrush medication. So
it
maybe
just, it was just so boring. I just thought I don't want anything here.
Yeah. So. Have you seen him since?
Yeah. Don't talk about it though.
Yeah, best not to talk about it. Yeah, just talk about it on a podcast.
Yeah.
Good idea.
So, good story, Harriet.
Thank you. But then poor Bobby has had to deal with... He's had to deal with a lot, to be fair to him.
Yeah.
He had to do his visa. You know that you need a visa to live here. If you're not...
Me, specifically? Why are you looking at me? Why are you telling me
You've
I need a visa?
You've got yourself to date because... yeah. No, not you. Foreigners.
Yes.
which Bobby is.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone knows, but he's not from around here.
But hang on. Surely if you're married, then he becomes a...
Well, that's what you think. You get married and automatically it's very
easy.
Oh,
it's not automatic, is it?
It's not automatic at all. You have to fill in a form that then you get a 2-year visa. Then you have to apply for 3-year residency. And then you apply to take the test to become a resident.
Oh, then he's got to do that quiz.
Yeah, which bearing in mind that he fell asleep in his driving theory test.
That quiz is absolute nonsense as well.
Yeah, it's like what's the Queen's favourite
like nobody cat or something. Nobody would be able to answer that those questions unless they properly studied for it. Like nobody who lives here now would be able to do it.
Yeah, I mean it gives like a nice kind of end point to our marriage. You know? we've got 7 years to enjoy and then
he just won't do the quiz.
No.
And you don't like quizzes. Imagine if you had to reapply quizzes. For citizenship
I just
in this country.
Wouldn't. I'd
You'd
say
be stateless.
No. I'd move to Cornwall.
No, that's still this country.
Okay. I would move...
Where would you move to?
I don't know where I'd move. America.
That's even harder to
Oh, then
to.
I'd have to do a form
they
there.
They actually have a lottery. You have to do a lottery to try and get a green
the
card.
The green card lottery, yeah.
Yeah. Or you can be an alien of extraordinary ability.
What?
There's a special like immigration scheme where like if you're really talented, they'll give you a green card.
Why do they call them aliens?
Well, it's people who aren't foreigners or aliens. It's just a term they use. That's what aliens are, they're people from, not from that country.
Do you think aliens exist?
Yeah, probably.
Do you think aliens exist?
Why are you getting excited?
Oh my God, what a nerd.
What?
I can't
Don't
believe,
call me a nerd.
I can't believe you think aliens exist. Cool. Oh my God, what, do you think Santa Claus is real? Oh my God.
There is evidence of it though, isn't there?
The Pentagon. What are you talking about?
It got buried in the news in December. Do you remember that thing? Like Trump was going mad, so everyone was talking about Trump. And the Pentagon released stuff saying, yeah, we've seen some UFOs. We don't know what to do with them.
Sunil Patel, are you a conspiracy theorist?
It's not a conspiracy to think there might be aliens in the world. In the world? In the universe?
So you think the aliens, they're extremely talented people, like actors and things that
I think
live on other
the royal
planets.
Family are made of lizards.
Oh, so do you think I could apply for a talent visa, maybe?
If you want to go and live there, yeah.
Maybe. Do you think I'd be accepted?
What's your talent?
Sunil's just gone on his phone and Elliot has quite rightly pointed out. I'm not to go on his phone. You asked me a question.
I was trying to look for the Pentagon UFO thing.
You can find it later.
No, it's not there anymore. It's gone.
Really? It's disappeared?
Yeah.
I don't know what my talent could be. What do you think it could be?
Harriet, you're a comedian.
You think I could use that?
Maybe not.
I needed to have like, I don't want to know about that. Maybe I need like
You've
a special...
You've had your own TV series.
Yeah, true. True.
Yeah.
But I thought I needed like a special skill. Like
Hang on, you've been
like,
in jail
unique.
In America though. Are you allowed back?
Yeah, that was what I was very worried about. Because I got a Greyhound bus overnight. And then it was very stressful.
Should we explain to the listeners what... what this is.
What, and I got arrested?
Yeah.
Have we talked about it before, I think?
Maybe.
I think we've
just
talked about it before.
Quick recap?
Quick recap.
Because I've forgotten it, sort of.
I was very drunk, stepped over a subway thing, got arrested, was very rude to the American
Stepped over a subway
police,
gate.
Stepped
you
over a subway
the
gate.
Gates,
yeah.
Yeah.
I said, Tony Blair lets me drink. Please let go of me. This is no way to... This is no humane way to look after someone. They kept me in a cell overnight. It was... I found it funny, which they did not appreciate, so they went in harder. Anyway, I'm here to tell the tale.
survived.
So you think that might affect my application? I shouldn't have just told that story, should I?
Well,
what if
true.
They're listening?
Who?
I don't know, the visa people. And I don't want a visa. Bobby's getting a visa to live in this country. The thing is very stressful, the application.
I was simply asking if you had to reapply for your citizenship.
Oh, God.
Would you fail? And the answer is yes, you would fail. Where would you move? And you said America.
There's nowhere I can move, is there? Where's going to take me?
France.
Do you think France would take me?
Probably.
Do you think they would?
I mean, why not?
I think they'd look down on me, France.
Yeah.
But then you need someone to look down on, don't you? Not everyone can be like life's winners.
Such a sad sentence. But true.
Yeah.
Very true.
Anyway, so Bobby's been doing this visa, so it's been very stressful. So we've kept our marriage license in the glove box in the car for the last 9 months. And we finally...
Of course.
Finally, it was time to use it for this visa thing. And so we went... we had to move... We've just been moving. I was like, we had to move Johnny Pelham, comedian Johnny Pelham, and Sophie Willen, another very funny comedian. We had to move them, their stuff, into our house.
Oh, right.
And as we were doing it, we were like, oh, the marriage license. And Bobby was like, I'll put it in the back so that I don't forget it and we don't lose it. Lost it.
Oh,
very, very
God.
Stressful times. Anyway, we did find it. And
right.
Just found it. I just found it actually now, just on this chair.
You
Elliot,
just found it on a
yeah,
chair
just found
just
it
now.
Under some forms. Anyways, we had to do this 50-page application thing. It was very stressful. He had to go to the internet. We ran out of ink here. He had to go to the internet cafe, which is a good 17-minute walk away. He came back. It was the day before. It was very stressful, and he had to go to a meeting, and he gave me the form.
Yeah.
And he said, Harriet, all you have to do is sign your name at this thing. Don't tick a box.
Yeah.
Don't tick anything. Don't do anything. All you need to do is sign this form.
Yeah.
I'll fill in the date. I'll do anything. And I said, I was in bed because, I've been bedridden. I've been very sick. So then he left the room and I signed my name and ticked two boxes.
What boxes?
So there was like three.
Which, why did you just tick two boxes?
I don't know. I don't know. He literally said, don't tick the boxes. there were three questions, and like one was like, are you husband and wife? Do you have a no, it's like, are you a resident here? Have you got a visa to live here? Do you live here because you're escaping something? That's rough. That were rough.
We're all
questions.
Running from something, Harry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah.
So I ticked, yes, I'm a resident here. And yes, I have a visa to live here.
Oh, this is terrible. This is terrible.
Tick one of the boxes. Oh. And I tick both of them. And you know when you have that feeling where you're like, oh, fuck, I don't know what to do. And he was walking around in the living room like, because it's been so stressful getting all these forms and like going, oh, fuck, I can't find this thing. And I was like, I don't know how to tell him what I've done. And I made a noise. Like, I didn't cry, but I had like a, oh.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Like, oh, God, I don't know what to do. And he did all his things and then he came back in and he went to take the form. And I was like, Bobby, I'm so sorry, but I have to tell you that something's happened. And he said, no, Harriet, please tell me you didn't. You just signed the form. All you had to do was sign the form. He even gave me like a magazine to rest the form onto that I could just sign it so neatly. And he said, please tell me you didn't, Harriet. And I said, Bobby, I ticked two of the boxes. I don't know why. And he said, but Harriet, I told you. I said, don't tick the boxes, Harriet. I said, just sign it. And then he left the room.
Yeah.
And he was gone for a little while.
Little walk.
a little walk to calm down.
Yeah.
And then he had to cancel his meeting because he couldn't get there in time. And he had to drive us to the what's it called? Printing place.
Yeah.
The internet cafe.
Print out another.
Yeah, I had to sit in the car and think about what I'd done.
Yeah, quite right.
And then eventually he came out after he'd done that. And it was very stressful having to sign that second form because I was like, yeah. But luckily he printed off. He knows me, printed off too. Oh. Just in case. And so he found the funny side in the end.
Yeah.
And it was all okay. But it was very stressful. That moment was.
Yeah. You could just cross it out.
Could have just crossed it
you
out.
You can cross it out, yeah.
But this is everything being sent. 50 pages, our passports, all this stuff's been sent.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but you, don't you think that's a bit of a risk if you just cross it out? Tipex, maybe. You think that would have been fine?
Yeah, yeah, I see. It'd be peace of mind.
And it was the deadline. Anyway. He doesn't have another visa. Because it was his fault. He left it to the day before, but then he wouldn't have had a visa to live here.
What I'd do if I was you was now.
Just run, just get out the window.
No, for the future, just... I'd get a laser jet printer because they last a lot longer.
Why would you use this as an opportunity to boast about your printer?
They have a lot more ink. And they do like 5,000 sheets, so you don't have to worry about it for a long time. And you're always running out of ink.
I know, they just like 50 pages.
Yeah, it's rubbish. Get rid of it. I bought mine for 60 quid.
Can you hook me up?
Well, it's on Amazon. Yeah, I can send you the link.
Okay, great. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Comes with 500 sheets worth of ink already.
100 sheets?
500 sheets of ink.
Well, we wouldn't even need to buy any ink.
You wouldn't need to buy ink. You wouldn't have to worry about this sort of thing. So and now, it's wireless.
I feel really bad because I feel like you've talked about your printer a lot and just waiting for someone. Like, to be fair, Nick Ellery wanted to talk about Sainsbury's and no one listened to you talking about your printer. And now, finally, I'm recognising that it's not a boring story.
No, it's really
actually,
like...
Actually... Maybe there would have been something good if we'd had a printer here. It would have been less stressful.
But then you wouldn't have had a story.
Sometimes, you know, I can live without the stories, you know, just to make life a little bit easier.
I think this is going to be one of the most boring episodes of the podcast.
Do you think? Just talking about printers and Sainsbury's. Yeah.
And my mole.
And your mole.
Just been very busy.
The beast from the east.
I think I've been too busy to... do anything interesting.
You keep saying that you're busy, but I'm not sure exactly what you're doing.
Well, I don't have to check in with you all the time, do I?
You loaned... so you've been doing secret things, have
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I have, actually, without telling you what...
What secret things have you been doing?
Well, I'm not going to tell you now, am I? They're secrets. Don't look at me like that.
Did you get another delivery of Huel?
Oh, no, I haven't had any of that Huel since.
Wow, you really bigged that up and then you really
just let that go.
Didn't
do it for a bit. Yeah, I think I was just bored.
You're a bit bored.
I bought 10 honey... donut balls. 10 for a quid.
10 for a quid.
So I did that.
That's what you've been doing. That's why you're so busy eating all your donuts.
Went to a short film night.
Wow.
Where I was in one of the short films.
Oh my goodness, you went to go and watch yourself, did you?
I didn't want to. I hate watching myself.
But, oh, but you'll do it.
But I'll do it if there's free drinks. Yeah.
Free drinks were there? What did you have?
No, free drinks. People bought me some though.
But oh.
Then so I did that.
You've been selling your car, loaning out your car for a bit of cash.
I haven't been just been doing some filming and lending my car. This is really boring, isn't
it? Yeah, the car got paid more than you. I just said the cat.
The cat's not here, and I think it's really taken something away from.
Guys, the cat's not here.
Yeah, it's gone for a bit.
Yeah, it's gone to Hackney.
So were we going to try and be like the suspense of it? Try and pretend it was dead?
No, absolutely. I would never joke about her being dead.
No,
what you tried to do earlier.
I didn't know.
I came in and you were telling Elliot that the cat was gone.
Yeah, but
gone.
I didn't say it in the kind of tone that implied it was dead.
What did you say?
I said, cat's gone.
No, you didn't. You said, cat's gone. Don't mention it.
Elliot, how did I?
Don't mention the cat.
The cat's gone.
You were confused.
Just confused. It's confused. It's not. I didn't do it like Elliot. The cat's gone.
Yeah, because you wouldn't be sad. You'd be happy if the cat's gone.
No, I like the cat. You got a sad story.
Yeah, my cat's gone. That's the sad story. My cat's gone. Okay. Yeah, but the problem is she's gone with Sam. Yeah. So Sam has been feeding her. You know how we feed her a shoulder of lamb a week. He fed her half a shoulder in a day.
I should have noticed the cat wasn't here because your house doesn't smell of lamb.
Don't. But anyway, Sam.
Sorry, he's feeding her what?
He's fed her half of what we give her a week in a day. So she's going to come back like a spoiled little madam because he treats her so well. Fat little cat. And then she's going to come back.
Fat
and
cats
be like,
are the best ones though.
Why? The business
funny,
ones.
Funny looking ones, aren't
they're
they?
They're the business ones, aren't they? The ones with the business. Fat cats. That's what you say, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Like yeah.
They work in business.
Because they look self-satisfied. That's why they're called fat cats.
Really?
Well, cats look smug anyway. But a fat
you
one
look
looks
smug.
Well smug. What?
You look smug. Calling you fat. Yeah, calling you a fat cat.
Yeah. Smug old fat cat over there.
Smug old fat cat.
So it'd be quite funny if your cat came back really fat.
It's going to come back fat because Sam treats her like a goddamn princess. And then she comes back home and I'm like, look, I know you've had a lovely time, but it's not like that here.
Does she not have a lovely time here? Does she not have a lovely time?
Well, I thought she did. She eats a fucking organic shoulder of lamb a week. God, it's exhausting.
That cat gets fed better than me.
Yeah, but you feed yourself. So
yeah, and I'm bad at it.
But yeah, she's getting Sam said I have to buy a slow cooker to feed her lamb. She likes it slow.
Very
cooked.
Useful those.
Do you think?
Yes, I've got one.
Have you?
Yes.
What did you last slow cook?
Last weekend, I cooked a shoulder of pork.
Did you?
Yep.
Would you, next time I could feed you the same as the cat?
No.
Would you have a shoulder of lamb? You could have the same thing as the cat.
No, I don't think you flavour it.
The lamb, you flavour yours.
Well, yes,
or the cat flavours hers. Who's?
I don't know. What do you cook it with?
Just plain.
Yeah, there you go.
You like it, not plain.
Well, I mean, just a plain
you're
bit of meat.
You're different to a cat. That's what we're learning.
Finally.
You are different.
Recognition different for being things. Different to a cat.
Yeah. So you'll be pleased to know I do have a sad story. First of all, can I just say, I just got some admin to say, I went to look in the Why Is Harriet Crying email folder to see if we had any desperate emails to reply to. We've never got an email.
Well, I don't think anyone knows our email.
whyisharrietcrying@hotmail.com.
You chose a Hotmail account?
Of course I did. Of course I did. What else am I going to choose?
Gmail?
Oh yeah, I don't know.
Yahoo?
Not Yahoo.
Not Yahoo, actually.
No, it's whyisharrietcrying@outlook.com. That's Hotmail, isn't it? Is that Hotmail?
The same company. Same company. As Microsoft, isn't it?
All capitals.
Okay, well, that's good.
whyisharrietcrying@outlook.com. Oh, no, it doesn't have to be capitals. But no one's ever emailed us.
Yeah, I mean...
Isn't that sad? Not even a spam email.
But why would they want to email us?
Just say like, hey, guys.
Yeah, but they message us on other platforms, but you never get back to them.
I know. But we had...
Shout out to people.
Shout out to people I haven't replied to. We had Harriet Dyer message.
Oh, yeah.
She suggested that very funny comedian Harriet Dyer.
Yeah.
She was getting a plane. She said it was very stressful, but we helped her with her journey.
Did we?
Probably something about my soothing voice.
Your soothing voice?
Do you think that's what it was?
Fine.
Do you think?
Do you do any voice work?
No.
Yep.
Do you?
Yep.
What do you... No, you don't. What did you voice work for?
I voice over a cartoon.
What?
Yes.
What cartoon?
It was a mate's cartoon. What?
I don't believe it. I've never seen it. I don't believe it. Anyway, she suggested that your mole could be a guest in a future episode.
Right.
She doesn't know that it's been destroyed.
Yeah, it's been... I'm sorry, Harriet. It's in a bin.
It's been put in the bin.
They burn them.
Do they?
I hope so.
I think you're giving the mole too much credit. I think they probably just put it in the bin.
Yeah, but you don't just leave it festering in a bin. You burn it. Biohazard. Bio waste.
Do you think that it's hazardous, your mole?
Well, body parts are generally...
What's it going to do?
It's not sentient.
I don't know, though.
If only I could keep it in a jar, they wouldn't let me.
Why?
Well, I didn't ask. There wasn't really an option.
You were too nervous.
Well, I just had it ripped out of my face.
That's a way.
I felt it being pulled out of my face.
I mean, that's upsetting.
Yeah.
They're actually missing a trick because they should maybe have some kind of display case. Like they could sell different
Victorian freak show
mole cases.
There's a museum in Guy's Hospital in London where what are you doing?
Just popping my ears because of my sinus infection. Sometimes it gets a bit foggy.
I heard the release of air there.
Yeah, that's for my ears.
That's mental.
Also a bit my eyes pop as well. Is that normal?
There's a museum, I think I've probably mentioned it on previous podcasts. There's a museum in Guy's Hospital which is full of body parts in formaldehyde jars.
What?
Yeah, it's for medical students to look at.
Do you think that's where your mole ended up?
No, they wouldn't want that there, but there's other moles there.
How many moles do you think they got?
10.
Maybe like freak moles, like really big
ones. Yeah, freak moles. They got freak moles. Yeah.
Freak moles. Yeah.
Yeah, because they keep the interesting stuff there. So they've got...
Your mole didn't make the cut.
The best thing I saw there was a couple of heads.
So what?
A head of a guy who'd shot himself in the face. And he still had a surprised expression on his face. And then there was the head of the guy that had put his own head... They got the skull of this guy that killed himself by putting his head first... Going head first into a circular saw. All right.
Why did you go to this place?
I was working there and...
Was a doctor...
No, you know I'm not a doctor.
Oh, no, I know. Yeah, I know. Well, I was like, maybe you had your license taken away or something.
No.
Keeping all these body parts in formaldehyde.
But yeah, it's a fascinating place.
Where do you get formaldehyde from?
I don't know. Where do you get chemicals from?
I don't know. Never really used any.
Probably worth editing that question out.
Maybe they should put formaldehyde in face cream.
Why?
Has anyone thought about this?
To preserve your face?
Preserve your face. Like oil of ole or something. Like, I don't know why they haven't.
Or like a bucket over your head.
Stick your head in the bucket. Yes.
You just sleep in a bucket of formaldehyde.
Yeah.
But with a snorkel.
So you can breathe. Why don't they do that?
I'm sure there's one of the very good reasons for that. But
what do you think it is?
Do you think there's a real blind spot in science where they haven't realised that?
I think I've just discovered something.
I think you have, actually.
Jesus.
Do tweet in if you think that's possible.
Anyway, Naomi Nicholson, thank you for messaging Naomi. She had messaged us on our Facebook page.
Okay.
Why is Harriet crying?
I can't look at that anymore, so you're in charge of that now.
Yeah, delete Facebook for your own good.
For my own good.
What were you doing on Facebook?
I don't like the company and I don't like the way they use data and
you make a stand. I think it's I made really an, I'm making
an ethical I've made an ethical it's not about making a difference.
No.
It's about how you want to be in the world.
The little man.
What?
Just called you a little man.
getting slagged off left, right and centre today. What a fat cat and a little man.
Anyway, she said that we talked about Usher and we said Usher's doing great. And she said, he's not doing great. Can you stop spreading these lies that Usher's doing great? He's not. He was recently sued for giving a girl herpes.
Can you sue for people giving you herpes?
I should have thought of that. Yeah, but the thing is, it wasn't clear who gave me. It wasn't herpes, it was chlamydia. I don't know.
Oh, no, I was saying they should sue you for giving them chlamydia. I thought you gave people chlamydia.
No, I just had to give them some names. I don't know for sure that I gave it to them, and then they got calls. And then I hung out with them afterwards with the guy's brother, and he was like, do you have chlamydia? And I was like, oh, God, it was just horrible. Anyway.
What, could he just smell it on you or something?
No! No! What? Oh, God. Anyway, I was just having a tough time, and we shouldn't go around, because it can't be nice to be sued for herpes, you know?
Can't be nice to have all your news out there like that in the world.
Yeah.
But do you know what? You're Usher. What do you expect?
What do you
take the rough with the smooth, I say.
Yes, that's what. So that's your advice for Usher, if you're listening. Leave Facebook.
Life is a roller coaster. What? Why not leave? Not Facebook. Nothing to do with Facebook.
Oh, I thought just because that spreads the word, doesn't it?
I was just going to say life's got its ups and downs, and Usher's just a human being.
Usher's just like us guys,
but different set of problems, and the same ones.
You're trying to say you've got herpes.
Elliot, she's on her phone.
No, because I'm looking up the story, the sad story. Oh dear, my phone's on airplane mode. I'm just going to take it off airplane mode. Sorry if there's an influx of messages.
Nothing happening?
Nothing's happened. No, it's absolutely fine. Literally nothing.
This is the first time in a long time that Harriet has actually researched a sad story, so this should be impressive.
To be fair, I got sent the story.
Oh, come on, Harriet.
No, don't be like that. Rahul sent it.
Okay. Thank you, Rahul.
Thank you, Rahul. So he thought this would be a good contender for sad story.
Yeah.
And I think I agree with him.
Go on then.
Would you like to hear the headline?
Yeah.
Blind bisexual goose stuck in love triangle with two swans dies aged 40.
Harriet, he copied me into this tweet. I know the story. What did you think would happen that I didn't read the tweet?
Oh, dear. I thought you were off social media because you're a
off Facebook
man and you're making
Rahul
a stand.
Tweeted, go on.
Oh, dear. Do you think it's sad, though?
What is?
I think it's impressive. The swan lived to 40.
What's happened? The swan's
How
dead.
How old do swans live for?
That's quite a long
it's
time.
It's a 40-year-old man, this swan.
No, it's a 40-year-old swan. We don't know if it's a man. It wasn't a man. It was a swan.
No, but man or woman swan.
Oh, right.
A blind bisexual goose who spent years in a love triangle with two swans raising 68 cygnets. What are they?
They're small swans. Huh. Baby swans.
It sounds like robot or something. Cygnet.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Died aged 40. Thomas from Wakanae in New Zealand fell in love with a black swan called Henry.
Black swans, eh?
Yeah.
No one knew they existed until they saw them.
Really?
People couldn't even imagine the idea of a black swan. That's where the term black swan comes from.
I could have imagined it.
No, you can't.
Absolutely could. You just imagine a swan, but it's black.
Keep going.
What I like about this, it's kind of, it's very diverse, isn't it?
I don't think... Go on.
Things got messy when a young female swan called Henrietta swooped in and stole Henry's heart.
Ooh.
Thomas quickly became the third wheel, but instead of moving on, he decided to help the new couple raise their 68 cygnets over the next 6 years. His complicated relationship made him a local celebrity with many bird watchers, spending hours watching his love unfold. But his happiness came to an end when Henry died in 2009 and Henrietta flew off with another swan, leaving Thomas all alone. He eventually went on to father his own babies, but they were then stolen by another goose called George. What a tale. This is an absolute tale because you don't imagine them...
Lots of twists and turns
swans,
in this
you
tale.
Imagine them as people?
Yeah, well, they've given people names, haven't they? Go on, keep going.
He fostered a couple of broods of cygnets along the way. That was for nostalgic reasons. And boy, did he do a good job.
Why?
He lived for corn on the cob.
He's dead now.
This is the whole story. He died aged 40.
He's dead.
Like
the other lad's dead. And the female goose is gone.
I'm a bit confused about what's happening.
Do you read these before reading them out?
Yes, but I'm not very good. Henry died. Henrietta flew off with another swan and Thomas was left alone.
Now he's dead.
But then the babies were stolen by another goose. It's a lot of goose. It's very hard. There's a lot of geese involved.
So two of the three birds are now dead. Because Thomas is dead.
I think they're all dead. Well, one of them flew off. We don't know if they're dead. I don't know how they know all this about what's been happening with the geese.
A lot of geese watching going on, isn't there?
A lot of geese. He was a special boy and a wonderful character. Thomas, our good friend, we miss you wholeheartedly, but may you rest in peace. He's going to be buried next to Henry. But wait, did he love Henry?
I think he just tolerated Henry. No, he liked Henry, and then Henrietta came along and stole Henry's heart.
Oh, he fell in love with Henry. Oh, so he was gay. I didn't know that.
How did they know he was bisexual?
Because he loved Henrietta as well. Wait, I don't know if they know what bisexual means, because I think he just... I don't think Thomas loved Henrietta.
Aren't they just friends?
He was a third wheel, they said.
Not, you can't. How is a swan fathering geese?
He's not bisexual. He's gay. The Metro don't. They're spreading false lies about.
But this is absolute nonsense. This is not going to make me sad. I'm just.
It's making me feel
angry.
Though.
I'm just angry that this is a story.
Something. Very confusing, isn't it? Very confusing. I haven't quite got to the bottom of this.
Who?
He just loved Henry.
What happens at the end? Are they trying to sell something at the end?
The headline is confusing.
Right.
At the end, it says ex-soldier and his mother jailed for 11 years each.
No, not the next story.
Ran 84.
Oh, God.
God.
Give me the phone. Sorry, I want to see the story.
Yeah.
You fill the dead air.
Sorry, what shall I fill it with?
Chat about something.
I don't know what to talk about. Just my sinuses hurt, you know. Dizzy all the time.
There's a public ceremony later this month.
But he sent this a while ago, though. Do you think it's still on? They live in New Zealand. We can't possibly go.
We're not going, are we?
You're just reading the story about the soldier.
Yeah, because I don't trust you. Your comprehension isn't...
I think I made it quite clear. I think I unravelled the story.
Actually, you made it clear the story was absolutely
mess.
He's
gay. He loved Henry. He didn't care for Henrietta at all.
But you don't know that.
He tolerated her, if anything.
How do you know that? They don't say that. You just made that up.
They said he doesn't love Henrietta.
They didn't say he doesn't love Henrietta. Nowhere does it say he doesn't love Henrietta.
That's what I've taken from it anyway. So how do you feel now?
Fine.
Fine.
Yeah, I'm like a little bit more annoyed than I was before that story was read out to me.
So, Rahul, I'm sorry you haven't managed to make Sunil feel
it's
anything.
Like good effort, though.
Annoyance.
Good effort, but, you know, do not fall for manipulative stories like this.
So he did father his own babies, but they were stolen by a goose called George? Who did he father the babies with?
So hang on, he's a swan. No, he's a goose.
Wait, hang on, there's swans and gooses. Black
yeah, that's
and
what
white,
he said. One,
men
he
and
said,
women. Goodness!
Well, Henry's a swan and Thomas is a goose.
I didn't even notice that they were different, the goose and the swan. They do look similar. What a confusing story.
What a ride this podcast
the
has
been.
The
sad thing is when the goose, George, steals the babies. But then who did he father the babies with? Do you think it's an IVF thing that he did with Henry? How could they have the babies together?
Well, they didn't.
Maybe he identified as a man, but had the parts of a woman.
Who?
Henry!
No, because Henrietta was his partner.
Who are you talking about? There isn't one called Henry, it's Thomas.
There's Thomas
there
and Henry.
Henry. Yeah, there is Henry. Henry died in 2009. Henrietta flew off with another swan, so Thomas was alone.
Thomas
but
was
then
a goose,
he eventually
yeah.
went on to father his own babies. They don't say who with.
It doesn't matter, does it, obviously, to this
but
story.
Then George stole the babies.
How do you...
I don't understand. A really very confusing story, Rahul.
Well, anyway. Well, at least we're back in with the sad story now.
Anyway, we're back in. We're back,
back
on track with
the
sad story.
Back in the groove.
Back in the groove. So I think that's it for this week, isn't it?
Should we look for stuff to promote?
Yes. Yes, you've got to promote something.
No, I've got nothing, actually.
You've got nothing
very
to promote.
Very quiet for me.
Sad.
I'm going on holiday soon.
Oh, yes.
What am I doing? I'm in Deal on Thursday the 15th.
I'm from near there.
And then I'm going to Stamford on Friday.
Okay.
Deal, Kent. I know, Deal. I went to university near there.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I'm opening for Catherine Ryan this weekend.
Ooh.
Sure, she doesn't really need our promotion, does she? Sure, she's doing all right. But and then I'm going to Edinburgh. I'm
are
doing
you?
The Gilded Balloon, and then I'm doing a gig called Funny Girls. So if you're in Scotland, come and hang with us.
What dates are you in Scotland?
23rd to the 26th.
There you are.
Or till 27th, because I've got to stay that night, because there's... Oh, I could get an overnight train.
Okay,
no, I've
booked
my train.
Yeah, okay, okay.
Anyway,
yeah.
We've also got... We've got festivals coming up. You've got tickets for what? Macfest.
Oh, yes, yeah.
We're staying together at a place I found with two swimming pools. So you are welcome.
Yeah, they'll be closed. It's off season.
Probably be closed,
5th
yeah.
of May, Saturday, I'm at Macfest. Same, I think about 2:30, I think.
I'm the following day, the 6th.
Mm.
Oh, you managed to change your date. That's good. Anyway, this isn't very interesting for everyone. okay, so that's that. That's that.
Then I'm going to Barcelona on holiday on the 6th of April.
You didn't boast about your holidays. Taking your printer, are you?
yeah, right. There we are. Thanks very much.
Well, thank you so much, everybody.
Thank
Please
you.
Please do get in touch because it is sad.
And Harriet will get back to you.
I will get back to you within a few weeks.
No, a couple of hours.
It's sad though when it says that on Facebook. Do you remember when it said
your speedy? Facebook page says typically responds within the hour.
I know, it's so sad. She won't be doing anything else. She's just sitting waiting, just staring at the inbox.
Yeah, thank you very much for listening.
Great, thank you. Oh, you're not thanking me. You're thanking,
no, I'm not thanking
everyone.
You.
Okay. I'd like to dedicate this in memory of Thomas the Goose. Was he a swan? Anyway.
He was a goose.
He was a goose. Yeah. Who was the swan?
Henrietta and Henry.
Henrietta and Henry. Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye.